We're going to talk about Brandon Smith. We're going to talk about Joey Manu to a lesser extent, but he has extended his stay at the Roosters. But the big chat, of course, Fletch, Brandon Smith has informed the Melbourne Storm and the rival teams that he's planning to sign with the Roosters.
Yes, quite the... He came out on the podcast and wants to win a premiership with the Roosters after having pizza with Robbo. Love to know what was in that pizza. And the best bit is when Nick Politis just happened to call Freddy and Orbo, and he was quite gobsmacked.
Yeah.
I mean, Nick does that. Nick's a very loyal and caring bloke. But I think he might have...
the timing was
back. That might have been strategised earlier in the day with a meeting. He just rang out of the blue. He was in LA and he's on a business trip at the moment. He's very busy. And he's ringing up to see how they are. Oh, by the way, is Smitty there, boys? Yeah, he happened to be playing.
Yeah. Can you let him know I called? Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, the Rooster haters are going to come out in force now, aren't they?
The sombreros.
Do you think the way he conducted the interview is he's looking to get paid out? Not paid out, sorry, for 2022.
Yeah, we'll ask General about it a little bit later on, but I just can't see it happening, Fletch. So hypothetically, if he was getting up near the $1 million mark, hypothetically, right, he's probably on half that at the Melbourne Storm.
Yep.
So if you've got a player whose market value's toward the $1 million mark, how do you let them go? Like, anyway.
Well, this has come from Adrian Prezenko. Furious Melbourne power brokers are incensed with the conduct of Brandon Smith during contract negotiations and are considering immediately cutting the star hooker loose.
Wow.
Can you believe that?
I
know what you're saying.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah. But before we make too much comment, have a listen to this. This is on the podcast, the Ice Network, Brandon Smith inside the meetings. So let's start with the chat with Brandon Smith and what he thought about the meetings.
The best thing about the Roosters is, bro, they're about your life, not your footy. Like, they want you to be set for life.
Yep.
They don't want you to walk away with nothing from rugby league. And, like, they just push that. And, like, they can tell you how they're going to help you in life rather than help you in footy, because the footy, if your life's good, footy's good. And they're just so professional. They did the same thing. So we went to lunch and then we went to the league's club, and they took me through the league's club. They went through the back door. But that's what I appreciated with them. They're a lot more secretive. Mitchie Orbo almost made me cry. I'm not even kidding. Like, how he spoke about the club and, like, what they have done for him and, like, the history of why they wear that jersey, why we play the way we do. And, yeah, like, it's just the hardworking part of Sydney that made Bondi what it is now. Like, back in the 20s, Bondi wasn't,
what we see today. Now, yeah.
And that's what he was talking about. And, bro, he pretty much wanted to make you cry. And I was just looking at the Roosters jersey as he was saying, and I was had, like, goosebumps. I was looking at it going, I want to win a premiership in that jersey.
In the history of this game, in the whole history of this game, I've never heard a player who's still currently at another club be so pro about another team.
That's why I'm thinking, and I know Smitty just says whatever comes into his head, but do you think it was calculated in the sense that...
No, I don't think so. Do you think it was?
I do.
Do you?
Definitely. Because, as you just said, you know at the back of your mind, I've still got a year.
Yeah.
I'm down in Melbourne Storm. I'm already there. I don't want to... I can't believe he first of all came out on a podcast and said this.
Yeah.
Or just spoke about it.
Yeah.
Do you think that the NRL after this will change the rules? We've had the kick out now that, not saying that you can't sign a year out, but you can't be seen as promoting yours.
Well, they've got to do something because the fans just can't have it.
No. Nah. Man, he'll get booed when he goes back to Melbourne, round one.
Yeah.
Won't he?
So what do you think then? Out of 100 for 2022, and we will ask Sean the Trader, by the way, if he was to be there at the Roosters next year, what does that mean for the premiership credentials? Do you think that dramatically makes them a major contender?
I'll say, what are they getting? They're about 10 to 1 now, 9 to 1. I'll say it. They'll come into fours.
Yeah.
It'll halve.
Wow.
I reckon.
So what do you think, though? You know the Roosters better than any.
Oh, they'd be after. Of course they would be after him.
Yeah.
Anytime there's a chance they can get a player of that colour, any team would do it.
Yeah. I wonder how they're going for the cap, because if that was to happen...
Well, don't forget. Okay. I'm not saying anything. I'm not being biased, but we've had Friendy go.
Yeah.
He was under contract this year.
Yes.
So that contract's...
Yes. Yes.
Boyd Cordner. Yeah. They're big name players.
Yeah.
The Morris boys, they weren't on as much as we're thinking.
Yeah.
Because Cronulla were paying.
Ikevalu something.
Ikevalu. Isaac Liu is something.
Yes.
I wouldn't be surprised if we see a Lamb.
Yep.
Go.
Yeah.
Maybe a Butcher.
Right.
Go.
Yes.
And someone else.
Steak sandwich, good one, yeah.
Yeah. Lamb, Butcher, and bread. And my man, Baker.
Yeah.
I would say they'd have to get move three or four of them to get Smithy in for next year.
Okay. All right.
And well, that we'd be naive to think that the wheels aren't in motion.
Aren't in readiness. What about the actual in fact, let's have a listen to how or what he had to say on the Ice Project relating to Trent Robinson.
I went over to his house and made pizza and like just hung out with his family and bro,
that's the goat. Bro, that's business, bro.
Because he like rang me up. He's like, I know you've been in the papers and that, but like I don't want that. I want you to come over to my house. And bro, I met like his wife straight away, full French. And then we just sat there, just popped open red wine and we started drinking and it was the Mickey red wine.
Yeah, he's not.
It was the Mickey red wine. I was like one of those wines you strip and you go, oh, this is expensive. Yeah.
So Robbo, right, he's gone into his wine cellar and he's gone to the Michael Mouse.
He has. Yeah, it would have started with G and end in E, I reckon. Yeah, Grange there.
Yes.
And it may or might not have been delivered by someone over. Yeah. Well, it's a good way, as Isaac was saying.
Yeah,
it is the way you do business.
Yep.
Like they're not silly.
They were making pizzas.
Ah,
oh, this is just beautiful.
It's beautiful. And then you read in the article that he said, and then you know I went outside, and I came back, and they're just speaking French. Like Robbo's put that on. Robbo's put that on for sure. Oh, you're here, Brendan. Sorry, I didn't see you here. Yeah.
Oh, that's just beautiful. Well, what about like when you went to South? Was there all this sort of carry on from Russell?
There's no carry on. No, there's no carry on at all. Nothing.
Oh, this is beautiful. But credit to them. That's these little one percenters that
absolutely
have got the job done.
Yeah. No, they're quite a powerful board.
Mm.
I'd like to know how Rico went, what Rico's contribution was.
Yeah, well, maybe it went down like this.
Look, I think moving forward, I reckon they're just – I think Joey will play a few positions. But
hang on.
He's a good kid.
This is what's happened. So Rico is actually at this meeting. He's at Robbo's backyard.
Yeah, with the Grange.
So he's with the Grange. Rico's hoeing in. I think you can actually hear when Rico hoes in to the garlic bread.
Yeah.
Look, I think moving forward, I reckon they're just. I think Joey will play.
I talking to Smithy.
A few positions, but
it's the garlic bread.
He's a good kid, and
What Brandon must have said. Look, if I come, you're going to keep Joey, and then he's gone on to say that.
Oh, it's so good, but I mean, using the tactic of, I mean, Robbo can speak French.
Yes.
But using it, is it wasted on Brandon Smith? Obviously not.
No.
It's impressed him no end.
Yeah.
I wonder what sort of pizzas the Roosters would have.
Yeah, I don't know.
The French aren't known for the pizzas. It's the other joint down the road there.
I wouldn't be surprised if 8 years ago there was a player profile and it said favourite meal and the cheeses said pizza. And they've gone bingo. We're going to have pizza.
Oh, right. They put it into a database.
Yes.
And he likes French. He's looking at learning French.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Red wine, everything.
But then you compare it to what the Dolphins did, and they took him, and he came out saying, he basically give it to him.
Yeah.
Give it to him, saying, oh, I was in there playing pokies.
Yeah.
Now he's coming out waxing lyrically.
Ad nauseum. He went out the back door for the Roosters.
Yeah.
The privacy, you like that?
Yeah, that's the big go at the East.
That's, yeah.
You know, he'll get those private entrance to the nightclubs.
Well, but just that on its own makes you feel important, doesn't it?
Correct.
If they're ushering you through the back door.
Yeah.
It just makes you feel important.
There was rumours there was like a velvet rope out that side door.
Is that right? Yep. Is that right? He got a little special card to get through.
Yeah, geez, I'll be. If I'm just thinking now, if they get him this year or next year. Goodness me.
Well, Sawali might be that Burton, that kid who you've got for nothing, who just explodes. But they're a massive chance.
Do you think they'll put him on the wing?
Yeah.
Because he did play centres in. I thought he handled himself really well. But that Billy Smith, if he can get through injuries. He's a gun.
Well, I was thinking about this, Fletch. We were talking the other day about Reid Marnie and how I think the hooker is underrated for value.
Mm.
When you actually think about it, right, a winger, like, can a winger not contribute more to a team to a front rower in many cases?
What have you got against front rowers?
No, but I'm just saying, what's Brian Tottle's value for the yards he can spit out, which is more than any player in the comp.
Correct.
The tackle bus, the tries he scores. Yep. Like, honestly, would you rather have him in your team or a really good front rower? Like, it's a really good question.
Okay. Would you rather have Payne Haas or Brian To'o in your team?
Well, it's not clear cut to me.
So you who would you say?
Well, I'd nearly go To'o. And for everything he brings off the field.
You're speaking like a back. I'd have Payne
Haas. Well, you think it's clear cut?
I think so.
Do you?
Yep. I would rather Payne Haas in my team than Brian To'o.
I don't think it's that clear cut, personally. But you just know that Brian To'o will probably get half of what Payne Haas
Brian
is getting.
Brian To'o is doing a lot of work, but he's coming off the back of a pretty handy forward pack and a pretty crafty seven.
Forward pack's coming off the back of him.
Payne Haas is doing it all by him. Well, last year, he's done everything by himself.
Have your say. What do you think? 0457 736 736. The call line for Ryco Field is 1300 01 1170. And don't forget you get your chance to win the green tracksuit thanks to the KFC Supercoach.
So comfy and quite cool. Yes. Considering it's warm.
This bloke's cool. I love speaking to this bloke, and he's on the line from Canterbury. Jimbo, g'day, Jim.
Oh, g'day, boys. How are you?
Going all right, Jimmy.
G'day, Jim. I heard the Roosters got powder finger. Is that true?
They're playing at the season launch.
Yes.
They will be playing.
No, I mean Brandon Smith. So he's coming to the Roosters, you reckon?
Oh, sorry. I didn't know who you're talking about. That's the mail. It's not official, Jimbo. But there has been an article in the Sydney Morning Herald saying he has told the Melbourne Storm. Smith's manager confirmed to the Storm on Monday that his star client will be joining the Roosters from 2023. Big news, Jim.
Jeez. I'm going to eat cheese every day from now on. Oh,
you like the signing, Jim?
You know, I heard Robbo give him some red wine.
Mm. Yeah.
Some expensive red wine.
Well, no, we don't know if it's expensive, but he did say, and I quote, it was the Michael.
Yeah.
He said it was the Mickey Mouse.
Oh, I remember I took a red out. She cost me a fortune for 20 seconds. I lost heaps, Fletch.
Right, oh, Jimmy.
Jimbo, you dirtbag.
Let's go to Wollongong. Let's go from Canterbury down to Wollongong. Mark's been waiting patiently. Hey, Mark.
Hey, the Storm will get rid of you.
You reckon he'll be there at the Roosters, do you?
Yeah, I reckon he's a problem waiting to blow up. Yeah. He's an A-grade at the moment, Brandon. Seriously, he is getting way ahead of himself, and Bellamy be spewing at the way he's going at the moment. He'd be spewing.
Yeah.
He'd say, on your bike, son.
You reckon the, because there hasn't been much noise about it, that they're not too fast if they let him go?
Oh, I just don't. They don't do things like that, Fletch. They don't like it. And it's just not the way they do things. So they're very understated. And, you know, like what's happened with Tui, which is, you know, you don't know what's happened there, and Brandon Smith and Munster. He'd be filthy, and I reckon he'd be happy to let him go. But I've got a bruising for you, boy.
Here we go. Beautiful.
Now, this is a bruising that the great game that I love, the NRL, is done today. And it's normally the domain of those clowns in Victoria. The great George Ferocious Kambosis, right? Mm. But then there's a story, he played rugby league.
Yes.
Please. This is the thing. This is where the AFL, these blokes like Andy Maher, these types, they go, Warwick Giddey, great NBA. He used to play AFL.
Yeah.
What's another one? Sam Kerr. They had to hide to say to Sam Kerr, playing the world game, why don't you just give it up, playing for Chelsea and play AFLW? Oh, yeah.
Hey, Mark, time's beating us, mate, but that is a fabulous finding of bruising. Yeah. That's a great bruising.
Was it Andrew Abdo?
Yes.
Yeah, beautiful.
Yes.